I texted Dubber.
Okay.
Hit the button, right? Bub. Bub, let me say what I say, Bub. Yeah, if you guys aren't going to hit the button, I can just do it live.
Hey, what's Bub saying?
No, the cord's not working. That's fine. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, everyone. I am Eddie, and I know the least about the sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it is Sizzin, reside, used to in the north, now on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee. My wife and I thought that was the best part of town to start a little family in the burbs. East side used to be popular, now it's west side. And on the weekends, we shotgun White Claw hard seltzers from the bottom, not the opener.
Guys, you want to know a shocking thing that happened to me yesterday?
Yeah.
I was driving downtown and I saw a homeless guy that I know, I talk to every single time.
Yeah, you're Dallas Cowboys fan.
Yeah, he's my buddy. And he goes, hey, man, where do you live? And I told him where I lived. And he goes, I know exactly where that's at. I live right around there, too. Guys, I thought he was homeless the whole time. I guess the guy's my neighbor.
No, he probably
he knew exactly where I.
So why does he stand out there every day if he has a house?
I guess that his business is to stand out there and sell newspapers.
But he has to. You have to be able to make more money at a different job.
Thank you.
I think he
I mean, just getting a job at McDonald's has to be more lucrative than standing on the street corner and selling $2 newspapers.
I think he likes the freedom of his flexible schedule. Hey, and he it's makes too enough, hot out there.
And he makes
don't
enough money to pay rent.
That's what he says.
This guy that works on Music Row, I see him Exxon and Shell. I've seen him both times working and filling up his SUV.
Yes.
Also, guys, no bad words for 20 minutes. I can tell you the reasons off the air. I will hang up
and
listen.
Is there someone listening?
No, coach. You know the reasons. I can't specifically say.
Is someone monitoring the podcast?
Well, Eddie, that's crazy that it happened to you. You want to hear what happened to me?
Tell me.
I got a divorce. I cheated.
Almost.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Almost.
People said we were crass, too, to speculate that you got a divorce and that you cheated. I'm sorry for being crass.
I'm sorry, too. But did you cheat?
No, I didn't cheat. So Wednesday night, the green team, we got a game.
Oh, this is Mitchell you, and Marvin. Mitchell, Marvin.
Yes, and the whole green team squad, you know. So I go roll into the game. I show up.
Hey, guys, Lunchbox.
My family, they come after me. My wife and two kids, they drive a separate car because they were running late.
They go watch you at your game?
This is only the second time they've been.
In the last eight years?
No. The second time my kids have been.
Oh, okay.
Hey, let's take two vehicles. Who cares about the environment?
No. They were running late. I was going to be late for the game. Can't be late for the game when you are the captain and you have the jerseys.
I don't care about wasting fossil fuel.
So
Exxon Valdez, I don't care.
We play the game. Hey, green team wins.
Wow.
Good game, yeah.
Coach, I saw that just after the UEFA 2020 score of the final game.
Yes, and so then I'm driving home, and there's a building that had been hit by the tornado. Mm. It's all boarded up, but there's some people doing some, like a fish fry, and it's called pull-up cooking.
Why not like, stop?
Is this by Bok Bok?
No, it's a couple blocks from Bok Bok. And I'm like, hey, you know what? Let me support these guys doing some pull-up cooking.
How's it going, man?
So they got their generators out there. They got all
kind of fish you frying? You got sea bass?
They got all these tables set up.
You guys got any barracuda?
They got the tent set up. And I'm like, hey, you know what? These guys are out here trying to make some money. Let me go ahead and support them. So I roll in, park, and I walk up. I'm like, oh, what do you guys got? We got fish. We got pork chops. I'm like,
about some mahi-mahi?
I'm like, let me get a fried pork chop.
Yeah, your car's about to be on blocks, coach.
They make him look at the fryer. Hey, come check this fryer out. They're stealing his rims.
And I'm still in my soccer shirt, my shin guards, my shoes.
A regular Ronaldo.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm going to get a fried pork chop, and I'll take green
beans. I thought it was a fish fry.
But they had also fried pork
chop. So basically anything they could fry, they threw it in the fryer.
They were doing it.
Got it.
And so I said, green beans, baked beans, and the fried pork chop. All right, cool, man. We'll make that right up for you. So then another car pulls up and gets out. Don has his little name tag on.
He's a mechanic.
He had some no, real
no,
nice
it was like
rims.
A name tag. Like he went to, it says like, hello, my name is Don.
Oh,
like,
so AA.
No, maybe like a back to school night almost. Like, you know, just like, I don't know where he came from, but he had his name on his shirt.
Some kind of a group.
Yeah, some kind of group thing. And he comes up and he's talking to one of the guys and they go around the side of the building and I'm like, oh. Wonder what's going on there.
Do I pay around the side of the building near the alley and the trash cans as well?
He goes back there. He sees something he shouldn't see.
He's part of a drug deal.
Hey, I start thinking, I'm like, well, something.
Did you hear a little?
No, I was like, well, something's not right. That's a little weird, you know, whatever, cool.
Weird receipt you just handed me for the 20 I handed you. What is this? The receipt's all in a little small bag.
They go in the building?
No, they don't go in the building.
Around the back.
They go around the side.
The side.
And sit down. One guy sits in the driver's seat of a car. Another guy stands outside of it.
And then you just went and followed him in the back
seat. I just saw him. And I was like, huh, that's a little strange. Whatever.
Do you guys take Venmo or possibly Zelle?
So I'm waiting for my, it's called Zeely.
Your fried pork chop.
I'm waiting for my fried pork chop and it's taking a minute. I was like, I'm going to go grab my phone out of the car.
The guy that's in the car, was he the fryer?
No, he was Don.
Okay.
He was Don, the guy that rolled up.
Did he meet in the car?
One of the fryers that had pull up cooking on his shirt.
So the guy that was frying your pork chop went in the car with Don.
Yes.
Okay.
And Don's sitting in the car, and it's not Don's car.
It's the fryer's car.
Yes, because Don's car is next
to
my car.
Yes.
And so I'm like, all right, cool. It's taking a minute. Let me roll back to my car and get my phone just so I can scroll through social media or something. So I get my phone. I'm leaned up against the car, and then. Here comes Don walking back to his car. And I'm going to tell you what, guys. Out of nowhere, undercover cops come swarming. Get your hands up. Get your hands where I can see them. Do not move.
Wow.
Do not move. Get your hands where I can see
them. Hold on. And you put your hands up, right?
And I'm just like,
oh, I just ordered pork rinds.
I'm sorry. I cheated.
I'm like, oh.
Sir, he would not bust you for that.
I am like,
well, then I didn't.
My God.
Hold on. What are you? You're in the middle of all this. Are your hands up?
No, I'm like, I look up and I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is happening right now?
Like, you get out of here. Just drive home. Get out of our way.
Buy my pork chop, though.
I don't have my fried pork chop yet. That's the thing.
And you'd already paid for it.
And so I'm sitting there going, what? I don't know what's happening. And they swarm on Don. They swarm on him. And he just puts his hands up. He's cool. And boom, they pull a gun out of his waistband. Boom, they pull drugs out of his pocket. Don had a gun.
And drugs in his pocket that he probably got in the car.
I
allegedly.
I don't know what happened.
Come on, don't be stupid. You know exactly what happened.
But hey, let me tell you. One of the undercover cops, she was a hottie.
Well, yeah.
Dude, they check lunchbox. All he has is banana peel and electrolytes from his soccer game. Dude, you're good. Please
guys,
go to your home.
I am just trying to get a fried pork chop, and all of a sudden, I am in the middle of a drug bust.
Nice.
I mean, they are swarming the parking lot, and I'm just like,
Do they accuse you at all, or do they rule you out?
No, they don't. They just go straight to Don.
Okay, but did they push you out of the way?
No. Don's car is right next to mine.
Exactly, which means you are right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it.
You're
like,
part
literally,
of the body cam.
Like, literally, I am 6 feet from where they unload, like, they put his gun on the trunk, and they take the bullets out of the chamber.
In your front row.
I'm front row, just sitting there.
And they don't care that you're there.
No.
They just work around you.
They work around me. And one cop looks up and goes, hey, I know you, and then goes back to busting Don.
Okay, he had to include that
in
the story.
Of course, and I signed autographs, took pictures
with him. No, he did.
You guys need a witness?
Listen, and this is what's crazy. So
hey, I'm your bonehead. That's Don.
So they throw the cuffs on Don, right?
Oh, it's our first live bonehead. Hold on, let me get Bones and Ray to do the ISD inline.
And they ask him, hey, is there anything else in your car? He's like, nah, nothing else, man. That's it.
Hey,
that's
Don
it.
Was cool.
Don is cool. Don doesn't seem worried at all.
Dude, if they asked you what's in your car, it would have taken you forever to list everything. Couple Gatorade bottles, a shoe.
Empty golf ball.
There's also a beer can. Not mine. I was cleaning up trash. Baby box had some stuff back there. You know, a lot of litany of stuff.
There's a football that I did used one time. It's back there. A volleyball.
If you find any grass, it's not that. It's actually just grass. So, there you go, officer.
So, I'm like, wow, okay, this dude had a gun. Maybe this isn't a fish fry. Maybe they are doing something else here that I'm not supposed to be a part of. And they're like, why is this guy actually ordering food for me? But anyway, so I watched them search Don's car. They search everything. They don't find anything else. And there's a guy, like a homeless guy with a 12-pack of beer in his plastic bag though. Walking through, and he's walking
probably,
up.
Probably my boy.
He comes walking up, and he's like, yo, big homie, you want me to call someone to come get your car? Yo, big homie.
To you?
No, to Don. And the cops are like, hey, sir, can you back up?
No, that's big homie.
And he's like, no, big homie. And he's like, don't worry, we're not going to tow his car. Just you need. And so that guy goes on his way. And then next thing you know, a car pulls up with a woman. She gets out. She comes walking up, and they're
big
like,
whoa. Homie.
They're like, whoa. And he's like, that's my husband. What's going on? They're like, oh, we just, found gun and drugs on him. You know, no problem. Just wait right over there.
She's like, oh, okay.
She goes, okay.
Heard that before.
They're talking to Don, and the undercover cops, they come busting out of a minivan. Like, they were in a minivan.
They were all in one minivan?
There was three of them in a minivan, and then a truck pulled up.
Okay.
And they never assumed lunch. They never thought in their wildest dreams lunch was going to pull up and kind of block the scene. They thought they'd have open access in his damn car and him.
Yes, exactly. In the middle that's what I'm
of the way. Exactly. The entire
guys,
time.
They've been staking this dude out for months, and they're like, all right, we got it perfectly. He's going to go to the fish fry. No one goes to that fish fry ever.
They're like, so what caught your eye, Lunchbox? Well, it said pork rind for fish fry, and I totally was starving. They're like, we never thought you were actually going to stop.
Hey, picture the whole the SWAT team. Like, all right, we got open access right there. There's nobody there. Don is hold on. There's an innocent bystander.
There's actually a guy ordering a pork frozen / fried.
They're like, guys, we haven't had a guy come to this fish fry in months. What's happening right now?
And now he's actually waiting it for to be cooked. He's scrolling through social media. He's killing time in a parking lot that almost looks like a very dangerous parking lot.
Call off mission. We got an innocent guy. He looks like Bobby. He looks like a Lunchbox from the Bobby Bones Show.
And he's actually going around the corner. This could be dangerous. And he's not a dealer, though. He's just confused. He's lost. Get him away from the scene.
Somebody tell him this is not Bok Box. I mean, you got in their way.
Dude, I am sitting there, and I'm just like, this is unbelievable. Like, this is so crazy.
Is he dressed up in soccer clothes to disguise? Nope, that's his actual life. He's not faking this.
Dude, so I am in the middle of a drug bust.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Pick up with the wife. Said, okay, fine.
The wife's like, okay. So she goes there and starts talking to the people at the fish fry, like doing the fish fry.
All right.
And they're just talking to Don. They're like, hey, man, you know what I mean? They're like, hey, we didn't see the sale, but we were this close to seeing the sale. They're like, so you're going to get a citation for the gun, and you're going to get a citation for the drugs. But, I mean, we were this close to seeing that sale.
Okay, they got Don, but what about the fish fryer?
They didn't get the fish fryer.
Where was he this whole time?
He was frying.
What?
And that's what I'm saying. I don't know. And then, so, they uncuff Don and write him two citations. They take the gun. They take the drugs. They don't take him to jail. And I am just sitting there going,
this is where you go, excuse me, Mr. Officer, I do not mean to intervene in your business, but aren't you going to interview or investigate the fish fryer?
No. Right when they put him in cuffs, the one cop did go, where'd that other guy go? But I guess they didn't get a good look at which guy it was because there was
that's where you go. No, that's where you go. Him. This is him.
No, because I still needed my pork chop.
Oh, right. Smart.
Yeah.
You still need a dinner.
I still need a dinner. That's the thing. I wasn't going to just give up my dinner. And there was like five or six guys working the fish fry. So they didn't talk to any of them. They just talked to Don the whole time.
That's crazy. Imagine how puckered the fish fryer was.
Oh, my gosh. I'm curious if you got your fish fry, though.
His pork chop?
Yeah.
Listen, it was just so baffling.
Did you get the damn pork chop?
Hold on.
There's more?
There's more. So they're all walking around, and then they uncuff him, and he signs the citation, and they're talking to him, and he's just smiling the whole time.
Well, yeah, it's like a speeding ticket.
Like Don does not care. It's like he's had run-ins with the law before. Like, this ain't no big deal. Like, he's just chilling.
Are you giving him advice? Hey, man, don't worry about it. It's always brighter on the other side of it. Hey, just put in 20, you'll get 10.
Hey,
I watch
the first 48. Don't say anything until you have a lawyer.
Wait for the 49th hour.
Nope, didn't say any of that. But I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, man, that gun, okay, that was like a couple feet. Luckily.
Did you touch the gun?
No, I didn't touch the gun. Okay. Didn't touch the gun. Then the guy comes up and goes, hey, you need silverware?
The guy, the dealer.
One of the fish fryers.
The dealer.
Well,
sorry, sir, I'm a little shaken.
You need silverware? No, man, I'm good. Okay, comes over, gives my plate, and I take off.
Excuse me, can I get this for free? This really ruined my appetite.
So
Are you guys on Yelp? This will be an interesting review. I'll try to make it better
than it was. I guarantee you drive by today, there's no fish fry.
No, I went by yesterday, and they're back out there fishing, fry fishing.
I don't think that's what it's called. Fry fishing. Frying fish.
They're back out there. They were back out there the very next day.
Why don't you go back there?
Well, no, so I didn't know. And then I started talking about it with my wife, and I'm like, she's like, well, so who was the dealer?
Fish fryer.
The fish fryer was the dealer, but then how did they – but my question was, how did the cops know to go after Don?
They've probably been following Don for a while.
And how did they know he had a gun? I mean, they pulled that gun out of his waistband so fast.
They know what to look for. It was a bulge or something.
A bulge that is in a place where a bulge shouldn't be.
Exactly.
So
– did they ever – they just ruled you out from the get-go.
They didn't even enter. All the cop did, he looked at me, goes, I know you, and then went back to unloading the gun.
So obviously they knew this dude already. They had a backstory. They knew exactly what they
were
going for. Exactly.
So that's
exactly
what you think.
Exactly. No, that's what we know.
Exactly. No, that's where you're incorrect.
Oh, you called back?
I talked to the officer.
How's it going, Lunchbox Dibbles, Bobby Bones?
And he said, hey, man, you just got to be careful about your surroundings.
Yeah, he gave me the whole lecture of like, dude,
and I was like,
you are who your friends are, man. Be careful. So he thinks you're part of that crew.
These aren't my friends. I told him,
I said, man, I was just trying to be nice. I saw this on the way from the soccer game.
He's like, son, look, listen, these aren't guys you want to be hanging out with. I know you hang out with them once in a while. They go to BokBok and stuff like that. Hey, man, these aren't the guys you want to chill with.
He's like, and their signage isn't even proper. If you really have a fixing for some fish, go to Long John Silver's.
No, they had shirts and everything advertising their business. Like, it was a real business.
So the cop thought that you were a part of this crew.
No, he knew me. He knew me.
But he said, watch your surroundings.
He said, you just got to be, you know, that gun was right next to you and you didn't even realize it. You got to be aware of your surroundings. And so I said, man, my question for you is, how did you know about Don? Had you been following Don?
Oh, my gosh. They're getting interviewed by him?
The cop is asking you this?
No, I did.
Oh, great.
And he said, no, we were watching a stolen car in the parking lot across the street.
And then we saw your trashy
And then we
Altima.
Saw that go down. And so that's my crazy. Like, I'm like, so they were watching something else, and they happened to see Don. But how did they know that Don had gun on him and drugs?
Coach, they know people don't do that without being armed. You know, like this
but,
guy's.
But is Don the dealer or the buyer?
I don't think they even knew that. That's why they couldn't do anything but write him a citation. That's why they checked his car. They wanted to find out if Don was the dealer or the buyer. I think since there was nothing in the car, guess what? Don's the buyer.
And so they just happened to see his gun, and that's why they That's why they came swarming.
Yes, but I just don't understand still why they didn't go after the fryer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how did they know to go after Don when he got out of the car? Did the gun
flash? Why
didn't
you ask him? You were right there with him.
Man, it was crazy. Dude, I was like in a movie.
These guys cops? Are they FBI? What are they?
No, they're cops. Undercover, man. It was in. I mean, I look up. I'm just looking out here. Don't move. Don't move. And I look. And they are coming from the back of the building.
Dude, That body cam footage would be priceless of seeing lunch involved.
Hold on.
He's like putting up both his hands, but he can't put his hands all the way up. So he's like right here.
Because he has that medical condition.
Guys, officer, medical condition. I can't put them all the way up. They throw them on the ground.
I'm trying to put my hands up. I'm not able to.
I am literally, sitting there with my shin guards on, my soccer cleats, and they're probably looking at me going, even the people working the fish fry going, this guy actually ordered fish. Yeah. This guy actually ordered something. Like, what is he doing? Like, this idiot, does he not know we're not here to sell food?
So be careful with your surroundings really meant, like, don't go to crap like this.
But that's what I told him. I said,
you know
hey,
how
man.
It goes. There's the hashtags, buy local. It was post-pandemic. It's how we revived the community.
I only buy local, Mr. Officer.
That's what I told. I was like, man, I was just like, I saw him out here and I was like, man, let me support these guys. They're out here working hard. They got the generator set up. They got the fryer set up. I mean, they're trying to maybe start a restaurant. Maybe this is their step to starting a restaurant. So let me show them some love as I'm leaving the soccer field. I'll just pull in here and get some pork chop. Man, I didn't know I was going to be in the middle of a freaking drug bust.
Well, Coach, I'm glad you made it out of there.
It was bananas.
Man, I'm shocked that they didn't take you in too. You're lucky you got recognized.
No.
You would have been brought in just by association.
Because they saw him do something, so they approached mm-hmm. him. If they didn't see me doing anything.
My dad always told me, look, if you're in a car
with people smoking marijuana and you're not even touching it, they're going to take you in too.
Now, I understand that, but I wasn't in Don's car.
And when my dad told me that, Coach, that sunk in. That's why every time I see someone light up a marijuana cigarette,
you take
I'm
a puff.
I'm out of there.
Oh.
I am out of there. That's what you should have done as soon as you saw them get in the car. Get out of there.
He sticks around the entire time. He thought it was a live PD.
I thought you were going to go in the back seat of the car, Coach. I thought that you thought that that's where you made the payment, so you were going to go in there and pay.
No, but in my head, right when they went around the side of the building, I was like, well, there's something going on. But I still had to wait for my pork chop because...
How was the pork chop?
I'll be honest with you. I got the pork chop.
It wasn't that good.
And I was like... I'm not even messing with this pork chop. I gave it to a homeless guy because I was like, I'm going to open this up and there's going to be something besides a pork chop in here and I'm not playing that game. I am not going to have that happen to me, get pulled over, have the, you know what I mean? Like, they watch me leave. I got the pork chop, quote unquote. We got Don, we got him. If you can pull that Altima over, he just left.
The one with expired plates.
So I pull up and I just give it to a homeless guy. And I'm like, here you go, man, have this. And he's like, oh, man, thanks. You got a couple dollars, too? Do I have a couple dollars, too?
They don't want your pork chop.
I understand they don't want my pork chop.
So don't give them a pork chop.
No. What was I going to do with it? I was not, and so I didn't even eat the pork chop.
I know, but you're hating on him for asking for a couple dollars. That's what he really wanted to begin with. A couple dollars, that's it. Not a pork chop.
What about green beans and baked beans?
People like to be real cute. My wife's like, I made him a sandwich. They don't want your sandwich, honey, but they want money.
Yeah.
Dude, what if Don would have set him lunch up and goes, hey, man, trying to get an accomplice in the car with him? And lunch, he goes, hey, would you just sit in the car for a second while I get and check on the fish? Well, oh, no, absolutely.
No problem.
I'd love to help out, man.
I support local business.
Dude, you're in the car. You're busted, bro.
It's a great story, dude.
It was so intense. So intense. Man. Like my wife called, where are you? And I'm like, just relax. I'll be home in a minute. And that's what the cop was saying. He was like, just think if you would have had your kids in the car.
Yeah.
Like,
that cop made you feel real bad.
Yeah.
And dumb.
I mean, he made you feel like an idiot. But you were an idiot.
No, he was great. He's the same cop that said hi to you and me in the courtroom when we went to fight the parking ticket 3 years ago. You probably don't remember him. Mm-mm. But
was he the one that tried to kick me out of the courtroom?
No. But he said hi to us. And he said, big fan.
Wow. And he was an undercover cop.
Dude, it was in. Oh, man, dude. It was like a movie. When you see them come running and they got their hands on
But you act like this is the first time you've seen this, Coach.
I have never seen undercover cops bust out.
Not undercover, but when you got sent to jail, that was a rampage. They came after you.
Well,
like,
no.
It's the same thing.
It was one guy. Except he had his gun drawn on him, on me.
And you were the target.
And I was the target. But this, I mean, they were crouched low, just like you see, and they were running like stealth, like, Don't move. Let me see your hands. And they were on him so fast. It was just.
Yeah, it's nice.
It was crazy.
That is amazing. The story ran its course, though. I don't feel like we're getting any more details out of it. I wish there was more. Did you follow up? How many years did the guy get?
No.
It's citation, Coach.
He got citations.
A ticket.
He got
and
two.
He got to walk the streets after being
No,
a
he got
dealer?
To get back in his car.
He got to finish his fish order.
There's something wrong with that.
Wow. I agree, officer. You guys didn't have the proof. You got to just move on, man. Let him go walk.
And just think about, like, you know, when we get pulled over, I mean, we're puckered.
Puckered. And this dude didn't care.
This dude had no worry in the world.
He was laughing.
And to tell the wife, oh, it was just drugs and guns and alcohol.
What did his wife do?
She pulled up. She had the kids in the back seat.
Oh, his kids were there too.
See, now it just got sad, Coach.
Yeah,
and
that's where it gets real life right there.
She got out and she starts talking to one of the cops, and the cop's like, "No, it's cool, don't worry about it." So then she just went up and talked to the fish fry people. So I'm telling you, these people all word travels fast because you had the one guy. I mean, they all the drunk homeless guy was already ready to call someone for Big Homie so he could get his car so it wouldn't get towed.
Sure.
And the next thing you know, the next car to pull up is his wife. I mean, people know each other, and they just call, hey, come on, Big Homie's in trouble.
Yeah, quick. Oh.
I want a nickname on the streets. I would be like Skinny Soccer Dude or something cool.
How about Little Penis?
They sure would be mad.
That's me. How's it going, Big Homie? Hey, Little Penis.
How are you doing, bro? How's it been, man? How's it been hanging? Get some fish, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's me, little penis.
Hey, big homie. Hey, what's up, bro? Give me that. Give me some dabs, bro.
Hey, little penis. You walk into Bok Bok's. There he is, little penis.
How's it going, big homie? What's up, bro?
Oh, man. But I will agree with you, Eddie, that they don't want your food.
No, they want your money.
That's all right. Because there was one time we were in Chicago when we were kids.
Chi-town.
And
Windy City.
We had gone we had gone to Gino's East Pizza.
Yes, you took me there.
I took you there. And we had some leftovers. And we're driving back to Grandma's house. And there's a homeless guy standing on the corner that says, "We'll work for food." So we go, "Here, man, here's some pizza." And he goes, "I don't want your damn pizza." Well, it says you will work for food. He goes, "I don't want your pizza." I was like 10 years old, and I still remember that to this day. And I'm like, "Well, what the hell, man?" I told my dad what, and he was like, "Don't worry about it." I was like, "No, it says we will work for food." Mm-hmm. And we tried to hand him the food. He didn't want the damn food.
None of them want food. If you go to any lot of them, traffic lights, there's a bunch of food sitting on the corner because they're not eating the food. I'll give you one guess why, and I'll give you another guess what they actually want.
We don't need to guess. We know.
Okay. Look, I don't need, can you tell me?
You try and give a person takeout, they don't eat it right away. They set it down because they don't want the food. They want money for booze. And I'll hang up and listen.
Or
cigarettes.
Money. Or money for sex. And I'll hang up and listen.
What? Or.
Oh, lollipops.
Or.
Burritos?
Drugs, guys. Come on. Oh, come on.
Okay. I was way off.
Someone emails us. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Coachers. Love the podcast and had to share what happened to me this weekend. If y'all discuss this, please keep it anonymous. Don't want my friend to catch on.
Anon, please.
On Father's Day, my friend and his wife and son came over to my house for some claws and burgers. Was telling my buddy about the Sore Losers podcast and how anytime lunch has a segment, you other two degenerates interrupt and impersonate him saying, "I cheated on my wife.
I cheated."
Or, "I'm getting a divorce.
I'm getting a divorce."
This is just kind of like support of the story.
Yeah. My wife, she likes lunch, bought a cameo from him for my birthday. Shout out. Loved it. Was rolling. But my friends didn't laugh at all. They didn't find it funny one bit. I figured they just didn't understand and would not like the Sore Losers. But then I found out today, they are getting a divorce.
Oh, my.
I cheated. I got in a divorce.
I'll just hang up on their marriage and listen, coaches.
Dang, dude. Got you with the hang up.
I mean... What do you say about that?
That's when it becomes real, and we just need to stop making that joke.
Coach, I mean, come on. It's not a joke. It's just a thing that we do. I mean,
it was just funny.
This guy's funny.
He thinks he's being funny. He thinks he's trying to introduce these guys to a new podcast and why it's so funny, like the things they do when the people there are sitting there going, "Oh, man, we're really getting a divorce. This isn't funny at all. Like, these people don't know we're about to break up."
That's what happens with inside jokes. Not a lot of people think those are funny. Lunch, what is also an inside joke is your audio from the baseball game. Doesn't the announcer give one of our catchphrases?
Oh, yeah,
out?
You want to hit it? I threw out the first pitch last night at the Sounds game.
You did?
Yep.
Eddie, and the announcer gave one of our catchphrases.
Get ready.
You ready for this?
Take him to Aruba?
Maybe.
You ready?
Please turn your attention to the field. It's tonight's first ceremonial first pitcher is taking the mound. Lunchbox is the co-host of the nationally syndicated Bobby Bones Show. He's a prop king, sports genius on the Sore Losers podcast on iHeartRadio. All right, Lunchbox, I'll hang up and listen. Whenever you're ready, let's see us
throw. Hey! That's great.
Coach, he went with the catchphrase.
I'll hang up and listen.
Wow. I mean, no one in the stadium probably knew what the hell he was talking about, but he did it.
Dude, that's amazing.
Is that funny or
that's
what?
That's really cool. We made it, boys.
Oh, man.
That's big time.
I'll hang up and listen.
That was awesome.
All right, Lunchbox. Take him to Aruba.
What if the announcer goes, "I cheated"? His wife's in the stand. She's like, "What?
I'm getting a divorce." And everybody's like, "Why are you telling this?"
Yeah, it's an inside joke.
Oh, man.
Guys, I will say, I know a lot of people are crossing the country driving America's highways and byways, and the podcast is good to listen to while you're doing that. I don't know if any of you guys listen to the podcast while you're poolside or by the ocean. I, the other day, had nothing to do for about an hour. I thought, let's do a little bit of critical listening of the podcast. I listened to the podcast poolside. It is a great listen right next to the lawn chairs and the pool and all that, guys. So I suggest it for other people. I'll hang up and listen. Guys, over to you. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Coachers, can we get a B-Day shout-out to the queen of fantasy football on the Friday podcast? Happy B-Day to Ashley White Fabry from the Sore Losers Nation. Her B-Day was July 6th. Thanks, Coachers. P.S. Are you guys doing a fantasy football league? I have a good idea for the Facebook page.
No, thank you.
League.
No, we're not doing fantasy football. It was a complete disaster. Everybody criticized Lunch, Batter's Box, and those people. And then we almost had where people were throwing. Patrick Mahomes almost got traded for a nobody. That's not happening again this year. Fantasy football is out, and I will hang up and listen.
I'm kind of along the same boat. I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, last year I was in four fantasy leagues or something. It's just too much.
And we can't include everybody. We include whatever. How many people got in? 40?
48.
48. 10 of them were your family members. It's just too much.
Lunch, what? You're the – you and Box, Batters.
We talked about it over a couple beers a couple nights.
No, I mean, Batters Box doesn't really ever call me, so I don't really – I only hear from him really when it's fantasy football season pretty much.
I miss my brother.
I do miss my brother.
I love you, man.
Do you have that clip?
Batters?
Yep. You got to pull it up.
I heard
you know what else you've lost is the gunshot. I don't know where that's been, but I haven't heard a gunshot in a long time.
People say they didn't like it.
They don't like it. They don't like I cheated. They don't like the gunshot. We're just going to quit.
No, and they said they like when the females host the show, so that's cool. I'll just turn my mic off.
What up, everybody? It's Batters Box here.
You know what my favorite one is? It's like, oh, man, it's not the same. Lunchbox, we miss you. It's not the same without you. Well, no crap. It's not the same without you. Like, it's not. You're not here. It's not going to be the same without you. Man, Eddie, it's just better when you're not there. Well, you know what?
Yeah, did you see what Jesus from Fort Worth said?
No, I don't. I blocked him.
Oh. He said something about he was back. He'd been busy.
You know, this is the most promotion Jesus from Fort Worth ever gets because, I mean, I'm sure his wife didn't even listen to him.
No. Well, here's what's crazy. No, that's what was – I didn't realize this. Jesus from Fort Worth is about to have a wedding. He's about to get married.
Is he?
What's his name?
He said that he was he'd been busy, he'd been catching up on the podcast. Eddie is still basura, and he's been busy with wedding stuff. Welcome back, Coach. Recently caught up, busy with upcoming wedding. Brian in Fast and the Furious movies is still alive. He was watching the kids, and GTR pulling up at the end scene is him. And Eddie, you're still basura, just like your cowgirls.
Yeah, next time you read it, try to find out how you say basura, Coach.
It is basura.
Basuda.
It's trash can. Trash.
Trash, yeah.
Did I not say it right?
Say it again.
Basura.
Basura. Yeah, pretty good. I bet.
Eddie, you had said at one point we were going to start to do 15-minute podcasts. You were inspired by another podcast you'd heard.
Yeah.
What is the end result on that one? Are we sticking to an hour?
I think Lunchbox wants to stick to an hour. I mean, he's the only one that wants to do it. Coach.
Oh, my God.
I've just been listening to other podcasts. They sound good,
Caller
crisp.
Daddy.
It sounds really well put together, Coach, and it's only 15, 20 minutes, you know, and I think that's all we need.
We wouldn't even talk about anything. We wouldn't even get anything talked about in 15 minutes.
Sure. What are we going to talk about today, sports-wise?
Girls.
We're going to talk about your amazing bets so far.
Huh?
But a dollar on it.
Okay, that takes 2 minutes, maybe 30 seconds. I bet on Jordan Spieth and Ustason to win the whole thing.
Your parking lot story could have been shortened from 20 minutes to two.
No, it couldn't.
I'd say five.
Do you understand the value of a good storytelling?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I think it does need to be a long-form podcast.
Yeah, yes. A two-minute story, that would have been terrible. A two-minute thing would have not that would have been like, okay, this is terrible.
So long story short, I was part of a parking lot.
Yeah,
drug
okay, bus. This is the two-minute version. So I stopped.
Oh,
and get
I already experienced the 20.
A fish fry.
Yeah, Coach, we're actually good.
And another car pulled up, and then the undercover cops popped out and busted the guy. Oh, that was cool. Great. All right, end of podcast. That's terrible.
I enjoyed that version better. I'm just kidding. The story was great, Box. I believe we are long form. And a lot of people, and you had just said it a second ago, that we're not very, Eddie, lot of shows are more crisp.
Yes. That's why, if you have noticed my intro, I'm trying to really make it sound good, professional.
Well, here's
the
thing.
First thing you're going to hear.
If somebody has an awesome sounding podcast, that's the only thing they do. That is their one job.
Coach,
that
this is our job.
No, it's not. It's our side to side to side.
Coach, we are radio people.
This is
I still think our podcast sounds good. I don't know what you mean. Because we don't put...
Do you listen to other podcasts?
I've heard a few.
Yeah, you hear how when they start...
I listen to Caller Dade.
It starts and it's like, on today's episode, blah, 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 brought to you by blah, 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 blah. Then music and it's like, da-da-da. And this is today's episode. We are so-and-so. It just sounds like a radio... Us, we're like, sore losers, sore penis. Oh, my God, I got pulled over yesterday, blah, blah. And it's fine. I just think that it can be... tight, short, to the point, and we can do it 5 days a week.
Well, then why don't you join ESPN, and I will hang up and listen.
You would rather do 20 minutes a day and do it 5 days a week?
Well, think about it. Coach, we do.
Do you know how many people would stop listening if it was only 20 minutes?
No, more people would because it's not that big of a dedication. You listen 20 minutes a day, and you move on. You could probably listen to five podcasts a day if they're all 20 minutes.
Are you doing this to piss me off?
What do you mean?
Because I just got pissed.
Are you pissed?
Like, it's just annoying to hear you say that.
I feel like you want to talk for an hour.
Yes, you it's
want,
fun.
No, you want to talk for an hour.
Oh, you guys can talk whenever you want.
No, but what I'm saying.
I don't make you raise your hand and ask for permission.
Well, I've been raising my hand.
Ray's been trying to talk for the last 5 minutes.
Guys, I didn't mean to open up this can of worms. Over now, I'll hang up.
Just saying, guys.
No, it is a long-form podcast. This podcast would be absolute dog if it was just 20 minutes.
Okay.
And that's my personal opinion. A lot of other podcasts, they don't have the talent to go an entire hour and continue to be entertaining and be good storytellers. We have been brought up and raised in this culture of radio, and good stories win. So I believe that because of us, our pedigree, the last 10 years of our lives, we are a dominant force with the Hour podcast. Other ones would probably suck. Ours is very good.
Ray.
Yes.
How many countries are we heard in?
We are heard in over 190. Some of the noteworthy ones, cities, London, Abu Dhabi, Bahrain, also in Nantucket, also in Montauk, the Hamptons, New York, Paris, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. And I'll hang up and listen.
You're going to have to add another one to the list. Hi, coachers. Hoping to get a birthday shout-out for the podcast July 5th. I'm part of your growing international fan base, listening all the way from Sydney, Australia.
Wow, mate.
It's all about the little show. Don't fire Eddie. Thanks, coachers. I'll hang up and listen.
Nice.
Oh, and go the mighty Perth Panthers. Troy.
Perth Panthers.
Coach. Have you ever done overseas betting?
Perth.
It says P-E-N-R-I-T-H.
P-E-N?
Yep.
Penith?
Penrith, P-E-N-R-I-T-H, Panthers.
Penrith Panthers.
I don't know where that is.
Probably in Australia.
Oh, are they like Australian rules football? I don't know.
Let's look it up.
My man, have fun on the Outback today. I, too, will be going to the Outback. The restaurant.
Bloomin' Onion.
Penrith Panthers. They are Australian.
I've been to the Outback many a times, my man. The restaurant.
Let me tell you about some of the soccer I've been watching.
Please do. It's amazing, isn't it?
What?
Soccer.
Yeah, well, I started watching the Euro Cup and all that.
It's great.
Right? It's great. It was all fun. And then I started watching Austin Football Club and against LA
Sounds
Football
memorable.
Club.
Okay, the Galaxy or
no,
just no?
The
okay.
Football Club.
Okay.
And it was on ESPN Plus. I'm like, this is cool. I get to see the new Austin Stadium and Nashville was playing the next day. And I'm like, oh, I'll watch a Nashville game. I mean, there is significant difference between the quality of players from the Major League Soccer players and the Euro Cup people.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, they are unbelievable. I think when you watch Euro Cup, you see, England, Denmark, whatever.
France, Italy, Germany. Yes.
And
the powerhouses.
They pass the ball probably about 20 times before it even has a chance to get stolen. Austin Football Club, the Major League Soccer guys pass it maybe twice before it gets stolen. That is how different these guys are caliber wise.
It's a huge difference.
Who are you saying is better?
The Euro Cup people.
That's what I thought.
I mean, Coach, if they can pass the ball to the same teammate 20 times, they're way better.
It's a better quality of soccer overseas. Absolutely, 100%. That's why when players are going up, they go to MLS and hopefully with dreams of getting purchased or loaned out to a club over there.
Freddy
because that is the better soccer. And that's okay that MLS is not at that level because MLS is 50, 60 years behind them in soccer. I mean, they didn't start a league until whenever. But it's okay. It's not a big deal. It's MLS is growing. It's getting better. American players are getting better. And that's why USA Soccer is so far behind everybody else. If you look overseas, those kids, when they're like 4 years old, if they're talented, they go to the Manchester United Club and they live there. And that's all they do is play soccer. Or they Man City or Tottenham, whatever. They have academies where
Tottenham,
these kids,
Spur.
They live and they grow. Like there's a kid that now plays for the U.S. soccer team. He left his home city of Kansas City when he was like 8 or 9 years old. And that's what's going to have to happen for U.S. to become a soccer powerhouse. All these young kids are going to have to live and go live at these academies and just play soccer their whole life.
Well, here's what's sad, what you just said. It's going to take 60 years to catch up. I'm 35. I don't have that many years, Coach.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, Ray. You probably won't be around to see it.
So when I'm 95, we'll finally be Premier League quality. Awesome. Can't wait.
And we may not be because we may be too far behind and all the good players are going to go over there anyway.
I finally made it to 95 years old and we're equal to the Premier League. Hey, Lunch, you're listening to the game?
Hi, this is Lunch's wife. He died.
You did come up in a conversation I had with my son.
What did you say?
My son...
Is his name really Gibbles?
No. He's going to this basketball camp, right?
Okay.
He's talking about how some of these kids are like, not a lot, but some of them are really, really good, and they're mean to all the other kids that aren't very good. You know, saying they're trash, like Basuda and stuff like that, you know, just like stuff like that. And I'm trying to encourage him. What is happening?
2 minutes.
Right,
we got to wrap.
I don't know. Just stop.
There's too much going on.
Peace up. A-Town down.
We are now back with your regularly scheduled progress. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
What's going on here?
Are you getting, is that like an Amber Alert? No. Did you hear that?
Coach, are we leaving that in or are we editing it out?
No, we're leaving that
then
in.
We'll do it live.
We're doing it live. That's what we do. I don't know.
Guys, Eddie had a small meltdown. You got a taste of that. Nobody else gets that kind of exclusive audio.
but
guys, then just end it. Just end it. It's been more than 20 minutes. End it. It's been more than 20. End
yeah,
it.
She lost it on live audio.
I don't know if he lost it because he was talking about encouraging his son or if he was comparing his son to me. I don't know.
No.
But all of a sudden, it was just like, whoa. But he had a minute to catch his breath.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
And he said he wanted to finish his thought about, you said, I came up in a conversation with your son.
Oh, so he's talking about basketball, whatever.
Oh, basketball
he's doing
camp.
This camp or whatever, and he's talking about how these like two out of the 200 kids that are there are really good, but they talk trash to everyone else and they make everyone else feel like crap, right?
Ronnie.
And so I start trying to like put things into perspective for him, be like, look, man, and it was genius. Like as a dad moment, it was genius for me. I'm like, I cannot believe I came up with this. This is fantastic.
Okay.
Pat yourself on the back,
yeah,
coaches.
Call yourself a genius.
I was like, look.
Sounds like something I'd do.
He's the life genius.
Look.
He's the parenting genius.
I told him, out of all these kids that are in this camp, no one's going to play basketball after 5 years.
That's deep.
I mean, you're 13 years old. All these kids have 5 more years to play competitive basketball. And there's no one. They're going to waste their whole time thinking they're the best over everyone else in this camp for the next 5 years. After that, guess what they're going to do? Nothing.
Wow.
They're going to pick up a golf club and say, you know what? I can't play anything else competitively. Let me try to play golf, and they're going to suck for the
rest
of their
life.
I'm going
to get lessons because I suck at golf.
Go to the Muni. You're going to see all those dudes that were awesome in high school and never played sports again afterwards.
Wow.
And they suck at golf because they're so frustrated with golf because they used to be good at something else, and now they suck at the only thing they could possibly play because they're 30 years old or 40 or 50.
In 5 years, they're going to be 40?
No, in 5 years, they're going to be 18 in college playing at the rec. And so where you came up was like, unless you're Lunchbox. I said, unless. And he's like, what do you mean, Dad? I mean, Lunchbox plays soccer with these young kids every single day because he still wants to play soccer. Now, is it competitive to where he's trying to make a team and they're trying to win championships? In his mind, maybe.
Yes, but we are trying to win championships.
Yes.
Because they crown a champion every season.
And I said, but that's it. And they're going to think that they're so good because they play rec soccer. All this stuff, son, it's not worth it.
Like, that was amazing advice.
Thank you.
Wow.
But that's where you came up. And he's like, Lunchbox still plays soccer? Oh, yeah.
Does he want to come
still
to a game?
Plays? No, I don't think so.
See,
of all those kids, but, and not one is going to play at the next level.
But you think about it, 5 years, coach, from being a 13-year-old, in 5 years, you're done. That's crazy to me.
But nobody told us that when
no,
we were
no, exactly. No one told us that. But why do you discourage him like that? Why don't you say, hey, man, if you keep practicing, you could play?
Because for what? He's going to practice to be awesome, and he's going to be great in 2 years, and then he's going to have four more years to be good, three more years to be good? No, he's done. What I'm saying is, look, enjoy yourself, get better, play hard, play good, and that's it. Don't try to be the best. These guys, the two dudes that are the best in the camp, for what? They're going to be the best for 5 years?
And you try to fill that void after those 5 years. I did. I played a couple intramurals my first year in Chicago. And then when I went to Texas State, I played some intramurals. But you realize, wow, that's not the same as high school athletics. That didn't really have any fans cheering. And it's a very cold, dark, lonely feeling. I threw away all my baseball stuff, my basketball shoes, and I got a job and a key card. And I will hang up. And listen, thank you, Eddie.
Coach, you're talking about going to college but playing for a small school where no one goes to watch the games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got cut after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But then you play intramurals. It's still fun.
I got that, coach. He didn't get the last laugh.
I did tell him the story of Luke Walker from my high school. I mean, Luke Walker was 6'7", I think, or 6'6". Dude can dunk. He was
dang
good.
Yeah.
And he was in high school. Oh my gosh, he was God. He was the best. And the voice would be like, "And there's a slam dunk by Luke Skywalker."
Oh, I see what they did there.
Right? Oh. And then I'm like, "Do you know
I want to be Luke Skywalker?"
I was like, "Do you know what Luke Skywalker's doing right now?" He's like, "No. What's he doing?" Nothing. You can probably find him at the Muni, swinging a golf club, getting pissed cuz he sucks.
That's did he go play anywhere?
No, I think he went to McMurray and played as a freshman, or went and didn't play at all, and then he quit.
That's and we see now the level of athletes on the TV. And my guy, Tyler Norman, the most amazing athlete to ever go to Gwynn High School, football, basketball. You think he did track too? We were freshmen. He got pulled up to varsity. We were sophomores. You couldn't pull him any higher. He was already that. He was so great. He was articles in the newspaper, sensational sophomore, fantastic freshman, the greatest player ever at Gwynn High School. Where are they now? He works at the lumber mill.
Hang up and listen.
Hang up and listen. Eddie's right.
I'm not discouraging someone that has the heart and like a Michael Jordan heart. I'm not discouraging anyone that has that heart and the drive that I want to be the best. My son just wants to play basketball. He doesn't want to be Michael jordan.
He just wants to have fun with his friends.
He wants to have fun with his friends and play a team sport. And that's where I'm like, dude, that's why you're there, to have fun.
And you can tell him that. You say, look, man, those two don't have friends. All your friends, your guys are having fun with.
Exactly.
They don't have any friends, so they're going to be mean to you, whatever.
Yeah. But where the problem comes in is when they get the girl.
That
does happen. But then again, what happens after 5 years? Right. The girl goes to another college.
Exactly. And that's where your son comes in. And he hooks up in the dorm room with him.
It's all what?
Sorry.
or in the backseat of the car. Did you tell him that?
No, that's a trouble. Like Dawn.
Yeah, that is trouble when you get into random people's cars. Don't do that. Yeah. But like guys at our high school, William Stringfellow, Chris Clack. Where'd they go play? Chris Clack went to UT. Stringfellow went to Wake Forest, backed up Tim Duncan. I mean, we used to have Roy Williams. Dean Smith, we had all the major coaches in our high school gym recruiting those guys. And then William Stringfellow never played at Wake Forest because Tim Duncan, so then he transferred to Houston. And I believe he played for the Globetrotters for a little bit. And Chris Clack, after college, played a little bit, tried to make the NBA, maybe went overseas a little bit. Like Justin Ruggiano, baseball.
Ruge.
I mean, you know, he wouldn't play in the major league. So tell your son there are people that keep playing.
Not very many.
The odds are very slim.
Yep.
Very, very slim. Like this close. Like this little amount of people make it to the professional level, just like the cops were this close to seeing the sale go down.
That's full circle.
That's
coach.
How you tie it in, dude. Wow. It's really good.
Happy
coach.
Friday. And guess what? There's no basketball on again tonight. This 3 days in between games is just stupid, guys. Like, come on. In the NBA, let's play
three games, 3 days in between is stupid. How about the playoffs that last 4 months long?
Well, that's the problem. That's why it lasts 4 months. Like, we played on Wednesday. Let's play on Friday.
You didn't play.
Yeah, Coach, you didn't do anything.
Oh, I watched that game. Did you watch it? I came home after
I watched all of them. They're stupid.
After the drug bust, and I was just like, I watched Giannis with the block on the – I mean, that was in the fourth quarter with like 2 minutes to go.
Fear the deer.
Incredible.
Greek freak.
Come on, deer crossing.
What's incredible, Coach, that a team obviously is way worse than the Suns is coming back and winning two games in a row at home?
They're not way worse.
Hey, shocking. NBA doing it
again. Did you not see the Giannis block?
Shocking.
I believe it's a tie game with like 2 minutes to go. Chris Paul, pick and roll, both people on Paul. He lobs it up for Ayton to dunk it, and Giannis with the recovery and blocks it at the rim. It was one of the best defensive plays you've seen all year.
You know who doesn't fix games? NBA 2K21, and I'll hang up and listen. That's who doesn't fix games. Coach, this is so fixed. I can't stand it.
So who's going to win?
The Suns.
In how many games?
Well, they're going to go seven.
Okay.
I mean, why not?
Can we all agree Saturday night, the Suns have to win that because the Bucks are not this good.
They're not. And you're telling
the
Suns coach isn't like, guys, it's impossible to score in the paint. So let's just do what we do and shoot three-pointers, you know, and give it to Booker so he can do crazy fadeaways.
Hey, Booker scored 40-something points and they didn't win.
Well, I understand because that's all they had, crazy fadeaways.
All
that's
fadeaway.
It.
Dude, I don't know if Booker shoots a non-fadeaway.
That's all. I was like, guys, really? You have all these players that can shoot in the perimeter. Your center can shoot from the perimeter, and you're still giving it to Booker to do dumb fadeaways? Like, you could have won this game easily, but you guys, I mean, I'm telling you.
Easily? Booker carried them. Booker was on fire.
The only way they can score, Coach, was mid-range fadeaways. Get the hell out of here. That's not the only way the Phoenix Suns can score. We've seen it happen all year. They can do better than that.
The thing you see with the best of seven, which you don't see in Super Bowl or in NFL playoffs, is the team that's not as good can win.
No, that's wrong. The best of seven, the best team wins.
Right, correct. But I'm saying if this was just a one game, the NBA playoffs, I mean, there is the chance that the Bucks could win and go ahead.
No chance. The only reason the Bucks are winning is because they took Booker out of the whole second half of game two. Because
he was terrible.
Okay.
Game three.
Hey, great game three. You're bad, but you are our best player, so we're going to sit you out. That's crap.
The thing that's crazy is, and that's kind of been blowing my mind, you guys need to go to a place with me so that it can blow your mind as well. Giannis, they're so significantly inferior to the Suns. The Suns are a very good team. They're the NBA champions.
Yes.
But the fact that Giannis is two games away from winning
the
championship.
He's not, Coach. That's the storyline.
Dirk Bentley. Hey, Diggler's coming in.
I mean, Diggler can get in here.
Hey, Dirk's Diggler.
Dirk.
The mic's on. It's
Dirks,
ready for
Diggler. Go sit over there. Go sit in Bobby's. Whoa.
Look. Dirks, you're watching basketball. You're from Phoenix. Can you believe?
Sit down.
Let's talk about Giannis.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's two games away from retirement.
Exactly.
No, he's not going to. Come on.
Tell me that defense, the block at the end of game four was not incredible.
It was D-Book should just shot it. I don't know. He was trying to get a little fancy with
it was wide open.
No, he's playing great. My wife is, you know, we're from Phoenix. We're huge Suns fans. She's over there. Every time Giannis misses a shot, or makes the block, yay. I'm like, whose team are you on here? Are you a Suns fan? Well, I really like his backstory. Five kids. He grew up.
It's cute.
His brother plays in the team with them. I'm like, babe. They're the wrong team. You know, it's like, we're pulling for the Suns. Giannis, stop talking about him. Stop, you know, oohing and aahing over his amazing blocks, but it was pretty big.
So, Dirks, why do the Suns, obviously the better team, why are they letting
them
win two games?
They are obviously the better team. They are neck and neck. Both of them are awesome.
The Suns, the Bucks, they play as a team. They really do. I mean, Giannis is amazing. Middleton's quiet, just assassin over there with his 36 points. You don't even hear about him. We have to have CP3 and Book both playing well or we can't get it done. And they just keep treading off games where one's having 40 points, one's having five. CP, he's having a lot of turnovers again, which is a little nerve-wracking in the playoffs. But
do you like Chris Paul? Like, because I here's
as
my thing.
As a person or a player, what are you talking about? Person or player?
No, as a player, he's incredible. But I find it hard to cheer for him because I just think he's an ass.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Do you like his commercials?
I mean, I got guys in the band I don't like, but they're in the band, so you got to love them. I'm just kidding. You know who I really like is Ayton. I love our center.
Yeah.
I love the story, young guy, and he's just got there crushing it. Yeah, I like, of course. I mean, I don't know him that well, but I love his energy on the floor. I think he's a great point guard, and he's leading the team, and he's fought hard to get here. He's been this old and trying to get a championship.
Have you
finally
been to any games?
Yeah, I went to game one.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah. You don't follow him on Instagram?
No, I don't follow anybody on Instagram.
I was invited to come to game five, but it's on a Saturday, so I won't be going to that.
Just kidding, Bobby. Hey, have you met Booker? You met Booker and CP and all them?
No. I got invited to come. Game one, they wanted me to do the anthem or come play the halftime show. And I was like, man, I'd rather just pay for my tickets and go as a fan. And probably could have met some people. But it's just fun being a fan. Sometimes, you don't have to meet the band to enjoy the music. And I just went there, took my kids. We've been watching every game wire to wire on the couch. And so to actually go there in person, and my 7-year-old and my 10-year-old, my 12-year-old, to see a game live, and It was awesome.
So when you say I want to buy my tickets, like, what tickets do they have available for you to buy? Are you real close to the floor?
I was so the first two rows you have to wear a mask. On the floor you have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I saw that.
And that's, I can't do that for a whole game. I can hardly do it for a flight. I'm like three rows up, and it's expensive. I got the number back, and I sent it to my boys in Phoenix. I was like, dude, what about this number? I mean, there's no love here. This is maybe because I turned down the anthem.
You said
you're going to pay. And so they were like,
And I was like, because they're like, they wrote back, like, there's no comp seats left. I'm like, dude, I'll just pay for it. No big deal. And then the number comes back, and you're like, well, I can't back down now. It's like, you can't write back, like, that's expensive. You have to write back, oh, yeah, great, I'll take four. It's like, whoa, this is like expensive. I mean, each ticket's over $1,000. I mean, it's crazy.
But it was fun. It was awesome.
But it was amazing. I mean, the kids being there, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And to see it live, to see these players live, how fast they are, how, it's just totally different. It's the whole game. It's like, I equate it like this. When you're watching, like, a band that doesn't have a video screen, like, you have to watch the players. Like, Pearl Jam. I went and saw Pearl Jam play, and there's video screen. So you're watching, you have to watch Mike McCready. You have to watch the whole band.
Eddie Vedder.
So you're watching all five guys. It's like watching a game live. It's like you're seeing stuff that's not on TV at home. Little things happening that just make it so much more interesting.
Are you going back for game seven?
I'll be on the road. The only game I could go to was game one. Mm. So game seven, I got a gig, and game five, I got a wedding.
See, he knows they're going game seven.
I'm worried now.
Eddie's in the belief that the NBA is fixed.
Oh. Bill Gates is behind the vaccine.
It should have been Suns and four.
You're one of those guys.
Dirks, it should have been Suns and four. Come on. We know who the better team is.
Suns and four.
Now, how about that guy that whooped that guy's ass? That was awesome. Did you see that video?
Suns and four. Oh, yeah. So when I went to the game one, I said the only thing I'd like to do is meet the guy, the Suns and four guy.
Yeah.
His Instagram is Suns period in period four. And I was looking for him. Where is he? I think they probably moved him down to a closer spot, but I never saw him on TV. But I was dying to meet him, dude. That video is unbelievable.
Epic.
What do you wear?
Hey, let him go. He's got to work.
No, I know he has to work, but as a fan, what do you wear to the game?
You wore Did you wear a jersey?
No, I was just stage black camo.
Hold on.
I have an old Steve Nash jersey.
Why'd you wear that? Oh, you can't wear that though.
Why Nash?
He's a coach now.
But you can still
he's with Brooklyn. Yeah,
you can still wear.
I have a Bentley jersey that they gave me when I played that when I sold that arena out. But I was like, yeah, it's kind of.
Isn't it awkward to have those? You're like, where am I ever going to wear this?
I have in storage. So every time you play at arena, they give you a hockey jersey. I love hockey, so I get a lot of hockey jerseys. I have what do you do with all these jerseys from Edmonton and Calgary that have your name on the back? So I have like a whole Tupperware section in the storage out there at Abbott.
That's really funny. Yeah, because whenever they ask you if you want a jersey, I would say, don't put my name on it.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it?
Because I don't want to wear it.
We can't be that guy.
You could do jersey swaps. Like right now, if you had that, I would trade you this Sizzin sweatshirt for your Dirks Bentley jersey.
I'm thinking about doing a CMA Fest tent where I just everything. Because I don't have any plaques in my house or anything. They're all in storage. Just putting it all out there and all the money goes towards. I'd probably hold on to I Hold On, that song, maybe. What was I thinking? But the rest of the stuff is put it all up from T-shirts to jerseys to everything and send the money somewhere. I'd rather be in someone's living room, hey, that, Edmonton, my jersey or something, than being stuck over in a storage box.
Okay.
All the money will go towards.
Do you like
enjoy
it? What?
No, I think that's a great idea. You could take all those jerseys the hockey jerseys that people give you, sign them, and people would pay for them.
I think you'd probably hang one over your dining room table.
Absolutely. I would love a Dirks Bentley shirt right in my living room. Yeah, my wife would love it, too.
Shadow box it. And when you're saying your prayers, before the
supper. Yeah, you go right next to my Tony Parker and my Magic Johnson.
You include me in there a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, Dirks. Thanks for jumping on
the show.
No, wait,
man.
Dirks, before you go.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Vegas with you December 11th, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if
two
you know
shows
this.
Cosmo, I think, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
He doesn't know anything about it.
He has no
idea.
No,
I know.
But when you go to Vegas, do you gamble?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Do you gamble?
Absolutely.
The guys I used to gamble
with, too
much
money?
I can't hang with them. Like Luke Bryan, Al
Dean.
Oh,
yeah. They,
I mean, it's
they
a whole
hard.
Separate room. It's like a whole different area. And I'm like, can I come in? How much? No, sorry. I'll be over at the old school Vegas doing
doesn't
the $5 hands.
Doesn't it hurt to bet a lot of money?
When it comes to like tipping somebody, I'll go 100% all the time. I'll just
well, you know, it's going somewhere good.
Yeah, but when I go to the casino, like even losing $100, and like it just goes so quick, and I don't know. I'm just not very good at it, I guess.
Okay.
Well, you gamble a lot?
I mean, I don't gamble a lot of money because I don't have a lot of money to gamble. But I love the thrill of the dice being rolled. I love the thrill of the ball going around that roulette.
What about the thrill of getting up early and going mountain biking out in the Red
Rocks? No, I love that too.
No, you don't.
Absolutely.
I'll get you a bike. Let's go ride.
I will.
All right.
I guarantee I will. Like my honeymoon, we went to Greece and climbed Mount Olympus.
All right,
I mean,
well, let's
I'm
do
down
it.
With that kind
I,
of stuff.
I just Vegas to me, I've been there so many times, and it's just that Vegas dark. It just gets, you know, it gets depressing.
I agree.
And so now I try to go do something. It's surrounded by the Red Rocks, or you can go hike down to the Hoover Dam. There's just a lot to do there besides just I will a little bit. I love seeing Luke the next morning after something or out one of these guys or Charles Kelly. You up or down? It's like, oh, buddy.
Always.
They got me last night.
Every time. How many times is this going to happen?
They never have a smile on their face. No. It's always like, because when you leave them, like to go to bed, everything is going
so
well.
Great. So
it's
great.
Going
yeah.
well. It's
yeah.
after 7 double jack on the rocks. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know what happened, man. I was
I don't
up
know why so- I wasn't making good decisions. I can't understand it.
Dirks, do you gamble on sports?
I have back in the day, but not anymore. Mm. Yeah. Why? You?
Oh, yeah.
You do, yeah.
I mean, I only put a dollar on it. I do crazy parlays.
Yeah.
You know, like 10-game
parlays. Yeah. We used to go up to Portland White House and bet on the ponies up there, and I do crazy stuff. $1, yeah. It's like a 6-wheel trifecta.
You'll never win, but if you do, man, you hit a big one.
Well, Suns in 5. Here
we go.
All right, Dirks, we'll see you in Vegas December 11th, and we're going to go
Suns in 6 now.
Yeah,
six.
Suns
be
in 6.
They dropped 2. I'll see you in Vegas.
NBA does
that. We're going to ride bikes in Vegas.
I'm going to bet on the Suns right now, and I'm going to gamble on it.
Let's
while
go.
While riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
And wearing my own jersey.
Yeah, and we're never going to ride bikes, right. But that's okay.
Full circle.
All right, I'm buzzing out.
Yeah, I was just saying, I'm trying to promote the flyaway, so people need to go register.
Fly away. Come fly away. Me and Lunch, we're going to do a big mountain. We're going to lead a bunch of people to a mountain biking ride in the morning, okay. And then a little rock climbing in the afternoon, then a show, and then late night gambling with your show.
Yeah, at the Cosmo. Love it. And then we'll go to the Chandelier Bar and have their flower drink.
And how do people sign up for this? Exactly.
That's a great question. Ask Scuba. Scuba. BobbyBones.com. BobbyBones.com. That's how you do it. Yeah. I mean, we'll have the flower drink at the Cosmo. It's a great place. That Chandelier Bar is amazing.
All right,
man.
Goodbye, everyone.
Maybe we'll go to Chino Poblano's. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good place.
I love that place.